Simen Shin Tesvav Sif Zayin. The Mechaber says you can put one sefer down on the left, one on the right, and another one on top of them. It's not a problem being oil in the aver in the airspace that's in between, underneath the top one. The Ramah explains because that aver is not for you to use, not using it. Unlike in the previous sif when you're setting up barrels left, right, on top, that there you needed the aver underneath, because what preserved the wine in the barrels that shouldn't get moldy, or shouldn't get ruined, is the fact that you had aver at airspace in between over there in the oil setup. Over here, there's no need for the aver in between. It just happens to be the way it's sitting. Mishnah Berurah b'varn something mitzad kavod of the svarim. He says we're discussing a case that either you plan on learning from all these various svarim, or the bottom svarim happened to be sitting there, and now you put the top sefer on top because you want to learn from it. But to intentionally set up the bottom svarim there as a way to get the higher sefer higher, for your convenience to learn from it higher up, that's a b'zayin to the bottom svarim. That'll be also even during the week. And that's what he brings from the Taz. And Mishnah Berurah says in the Magen Avraham and the Chayyadim and Noita Lahakol, that's not a b'zayin to the Bam Svarim if they've been used to hold up the top sefer. So that's Machlokes Achronim, which I covered Svarim if this is a problem. But putting that aside, it's a Hilchos Shabbos, is definitely not a problem. It's not a problem with CSO since it's not using the Avi Shetachtov. The Mishnah Berurah says for the same reason, you'll have to put a tablecloth over a table, even the tablecloth is hanging down, even on all four sides, all the way down to the ground, because you're not using the Avi, the airspace under the table. He says there's another heter also, because since the table is ready to be mahal, is ready covering over the whole area the tablecloth is going to cover over, and the gag of the tablecloth is just sitting on top of the table, it's not being mahal on anything additional, because you're sitting on the table. All you add was machitzas around the sides of the table, so there's no oil that you made b'chlal on Shabbos. So even if it would be something that using the aver underneath, it would not be a problem. Kal v'chomer, that the teva is that the general rule is that by a table, you're not mishtamish with the aver shetachtov. Siv ches, the machabers discusses if you have a tent that's set up like a teepee, so it comes to a point on top, so therefore the gag, the top, does not have the width of a tevach. Tevach is about 3 or 4 inches, so by teepee you definitely don't have that. And the Mechaber says, discussing a case where even within 3 tefachim close to the top, there's no roich of tevach either. So that means it has to be pretty pointed to the top, pretty much like straight up, more vertical than horizontal. So the Mechaber says, such a case, the oil arai, and someone does a chetchil on Shabbos, it's potter. Mishnah Berurah explains, that means even if you do it bekvias, do it for long term, since it doesn't have a gag tevach, the gag at the very top, or within 3 tefachim of the top, where the teres lavud ends, doesn't have the roich of a tevach, doesn't spread out a tevach, so therefore cannot be viewed as oil keva, it cannot be viewed as more than oil arai. So, therefore, the way the Mishnah Berurah understands the shita of the Mechaber, whether you did it for keva or for arai, either way it will not be chayiv chatos, deraisa, but will be potter of the asr b'drabanan, like the regular gzer of oil arai, oto oil keva. Then the Mishnah brings that the Magram says this is the opinion of the Riff and the Rambam. But Rashi and the Rosh hold that if it doesn't have a Tevach and Reichiv, it's not oil at all. Nali is not Keva, it's not even a Rai, it's Mutach Etchila. And the Shulchan Aruch over here is passing like the Riff and the Rambam, like a Ben Chananu, connected Rashi and the Rosh. But you should know there is a Shittah of Rashi and the Rosh that's make on this Rabban to Geshaila, of if it could have at least a status of oil or Rai, and Rashi and the Rosh hold that's nothing. The Pimigodin's Mitzad, even Rashi and the Rosh, Amaya to the Rambam, and no one argues about this, that as long as it's made lekeva, that's going to last at least a few days, it'll at least be aser midrabanan. The Bir Halacha here goes to Arichas about opening an umbrella, or carrying around an umbrella on Shabbos when it's open, and the Bir Halacha goes very strong lehachmer up to the Shittah of Nod Behuda and some other achrenim, well, it is a problem with the CS oil, so it's meant to protect you from the sun or from the rain. Those days it seems the sun umbrella was as common as an umbrella from the rain, so it's aser mitzad the gag itself, even without the mechitzas. And even though it's a hey, discuss the kisei trasko, a chair that you, like a folding chair, you just pop it open, pop it closed, and it's mutach atchilag, it's over the koi, it's just be popped open and closed. The Bir Halacha says there you're not doing anything significant on Shabbos besides opening and closing on the folds. Mashegan, as opposed to over here, that it seems the way the umbrellas worked, you had to tie it down with straps, or you had to tighten it, so that was worse, and that was a problem of oil. It would seem that today's umbrella, it could be the Bir Halacha would agree, that doesn't really have a problem of oil, it would be more similar to kisei trasko. Chazayin Ish is chalik on the Mishnah Berurah, and he says that it's not a problem of a CS oil, not like the Nod Behuda. And he says that it's still aser, because the Chalm of the right in every Dar to decide what Shemutah, what should be aser, gather go to Chalmim for Shmir Shabbos, the Dar, the Daris, and the Chalm felt that should be aser, something along the lines of Uvdil Chal, and therefore be aser with Rabbanon. And that itself, he says, is a very strong iser, stronger than the iser of a CS oil in a certain respect. Siftas, the Mechaber discussed Mishameres, is like a sieve that you put it over a kli for that to pour the sediments on, and for the thin and the liquid to go through and the sediments get stuck on top, and that's considered the oil over the kli that the cloth of the sieve is sitting on top of, and that's the problem of a CS oil. If it's as such that you're just taking a Mishameres, a sieve that's already hanging out there, you're just moving around, there's no kli underneath, it's not oil at all, or to hang on a peg, it's only a problem here, it's like a CS oil over the kli, over the cup, so to speak, that the Mishmer is being set up on top of.